Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
And good Saturday morning. What a beautiful morning and beautiful weekend to be outside and getting your exercise and playing in the soil and jumping in the pool, going to the beach, whatever it is that you're going to be doing this long, nice long weekend. But I am definitely going to be popping out to one of my Home Show Garden Pros to get a little bit more mulch because I think I'll need an extra bag. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start on it today and see what else I need because I'm sure I'll get some ideas working out in the yard.
Well, I know from what we were talking about before, you're going to be eating some tomatoes.
Yes.
Like I'm going to be.
Yes, we were talking about it. I was really proud of myself because I hadn't done a very good job on my tomatoes last time.
Uh-huh.
And I am exploding.
I can't believe how many tomatoes are coming out of the garden.
Yeah, it's like, okay, tomato sauce. Salsa, what else? And I had to have a friend came over and did some dog walking for me last weekend when I was gone at the baby shower. And I said, please go to the garden and take some tomatoes.
Yeah. And I'm having a hard time keeping up with it.
Right.
That and the peppers.
Oh,
especially
I love
now
my
that
peppers.
It's. And I have.
Peppers are so good for you.
So many jalapenos and hatch and Marconi pepper. I don't know what we're going to do.
No, those are super good for you. And you know what? That reminds me. I'm glad you said that. I'll go to some callers in a second.
Okay.
But, The Lazy Gardener, which is John Ferguson's free email newsletter. He talked about peppers and the benefits of peppers are so good for triglycerides and cholesterol and lowering those. Anyway, peppers is a great thing to add to your garden. And let's see if Leslie or Adrian has any garden questions, but I know they have something for you, Sherry. Leslie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We can.
What do you have for Sherry?
Okay. I had about a week, 10 days ago, I bought some little baby Peggy Martin roses. And I typically planted them right away, and I know typically with new plants, you're supposed to water them pretty often, but I was watering them about every day or two, and one of them is developing kind of a yellow leaf, and I'm wondering if I'm watering them too much.
Yes. Yeah. So, and it's not that you might not be watering the soil too much, but you're getting water on the leaves, and rose leaves don't like to be wet. So let's try to just redirect. Now, every day is going to be a little extreme if it's not telling you that it needs water every day. So what I like to do is after I plant them, I like to water them in real good and then wait until we dry out. You can just see the plant just looks a little thirsty and then water it. And so that, you know, newly planted could be every day the first week and then every third day thereafter. So you just need to watch it and let the plant tell you when it's thirsty. But you will get brown spot or leaf spot on your roses if you're getting the foliage wet.
Ah.
Okay.
And you can't control the rain, and we were getting rain regularly before. Of course, rain is going to get the foliage wet, but we want to make sure we're not adding to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
Sure. Several weeks ago, and I don't remember who your guest host was, but you were talking about plugs of a certain type of grass that does better in the shade.
Yeah.
Can you remind me what that is?
It's called Palmetto St. Augustine.
Okay. And can I get those at your place? Or
at Plants for All Seasons, we do have them, and I'm sure some of the other Home Show Garden Pros have them as well.
Okay, Palmetto.
Palmetto, okay. You got it. Okay.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's a great question about the shaded areas, and when we return, we'll go to a caller. But I also have a question about a shaded area that a neighbor's got some trouble with.
Okay.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we had a lovely call from Leslie. And when we return, we'll talk with Adrian after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Sunny today, monsoon rain tomorrow. Freezing one day, 100 degrees the next. Welcome to Houston, where wild weather is part of our everyday life. Makes enjoying outdoors difficult. Until now, Houston Shade Pro extends your living area with the world's smartest motorized screens. Enjoy touch-of-a-button protection from sun, rain, dust, and bugs. Plus, get more privacy. HoustonShadePro.com takes the wild out of our weather and extends your outdoor living area. Take control now. Visit HoustonShadePro.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy here with Sherry in the studio from Plants for All Seasons. She is taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we've got Adrian on the line for you. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. Happy Memorial Day to all of you this
weekend. Yes, you too.
And you too.
Mike, I have two questions. One question is, I had diagnosed a weed growing in my backyard, and it is called buttonweed.
Mm-hmm.
This weed has taken over my back, my lawn in the back, and what can I do to not harm the St. Augustine grass that I have growing in the back, but to try to stop this weed from spreading throughout my lawn in the back?
Okay, so Virginia buttonweed is probably one of the hardest weeds to kind of figure out, isolate what the stress could be in your St. Augustine remediate. There are ways to kill it. The problem is why was it able to compete so aggressively with your St. Augustine is what we need to get to. So it's a little, you just need to do a little investigative work, kind of observe what could be the stress. It usually originates in a lower lying area that stays more moist and is maybe a little bit shaded. And then it goes out into the sun, into the regular areas. So is that making sense when I'm...
Yes.
Okay.
And you described one area of my yard that stays moist because, like the previous caller about, had some low areas and the water's moving to other areas when you try to build it up.
Yeah.
So and then, of course, it is shaded in the morning for about maybe a good 3 or 4 hours until it's noon or one.
Okay.
So
long-term control is we've got to make sure water moves out of that area. And we've got to move the water to somewhere else, to a drain or something. So in the meantime, you can pull. You can use products like there is an Agrilon crabgrass killer. And the reason I say that product is because we're starting to get up into the 90s.
Yes,
and if you use your regular hook to the hose weed killers that are listed for that weed, you may end up doing more damage than good. And then what happens when we do damage to our St. Augustine is more weeds come in.
Oh, because it's
wet.
Okay. So the product that I'm talking about doesn't have a heat restriction, and you can powder it on as you see. I would try to manually remove what you can.
Okay.
And start promoting your St. Augustine in that area, all the while coming up with a plan to move water through your soil. And if you can't mechanically dig a drain in there, if that's just not feasible, then we've got to do it by adding more organic material to the soil, changing the structure of the soil so that when we have those heavy rains, we don't have pooling, that water actually starts to move through the soil. And organic material will help that over time. So we've got to kind of, you know, we can kill it, but we're not going to keep it from coming back until we can fix that moisture problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
And you said the product is called Agrilon.
Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. Now, there is another product called Celsius that you can use.
Yeah.
That doesn't have as big of a heat restriction. But when we get over 95, Agrilon is the only weed killer that I would say use, because you will, like I said, do more damage than good.
Okay.
All
righty. Thank you. And then my second question is, I hope y'all can verify this if it's true or not, but I have two dehumidifiers in my bathroom area. And can you use that water? I was told you can use that water to feed your plants. Is that true?
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. No worries. Yeah, we have one at our place in Arkansas, and I just dump it right onto the trees. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, that Virginia buttonweed. You know what? And as much as I take care of my soil and my lawn, you know, sometimes when I take my walk around, I'll see in certain areas it's more susceptible. And I don't know. Pulling weeds for me is pretty satisfying. I don't know what it is. You know, when you pull the weeds and
if you can keep up with it in the beginning so they don't. Because once it really starts growing and it's matted the ground, it's hard to pull all of it.
Right. But yes,
and weed pulling is satisfying, especially in the grass.
Yeah. You know, as long as it's, you know, you get it in a little bag at a time, because like I say, you know, I'll have one area that I'm kind of working on. And then, of course, then there's another little area, but I just do spots at a time, sections at a time.
Yeah. Just getting to the bottom of why weed is out competing. You're St. Augustine, because like I always say, and it drives people crazy, but St. Augustine is the biggest weed we grow. And if something can come in there and compete with it, we've got to get to why.
Right.
And if we can fix the why, then we can get long-term control. Like I said, I can kill any weed. I can tell you what, weed killer to kill any weed, it's the keeping it from coming back.
Right.
Is what we need to get to.
Yeah. And then you can kill it, but like you mentioned to Adrian, is that it may also kill the St. Augustine.
Yeah.
So we got to be kind of careful, that balance.
Right.
So a month ago, you know, I was seeing a lot of weeds in the front yard in this one area, and my soil seemed kind of compacted, you know, and I was feeding it. I was doing my compost, and because it's just an area that has been needing some nurturing. And yesterday I went out there and I looked and I thought, they're right. Those Home Show Garden Pros are smart because the St. Augustine had, you know, filled in.
Yeah. Our St. Augustine in the wintertime, you know, is in slow growth or no growth because it's dormant. And then it comes into a growth phase, but it's still not growing as fast as the weeds.
Exactly.
That's and so we you were. Think, oh my gosh, these weeds, I need to kill them. If we just sit back, don't react or overreact.
Don't freak out.
Once that St. Augustine comes into an active growth phase, it can outgrow most weeds unless there is a stress.
Right. And it has. You know, I can see little bits and, you know, I don't mind pulling those up and that's fun. But the St. Augustine really has sort of rallied.
Right.
And, you know, like you say, give it a moment, make sure the soil is healthy. And I did. So thank you, Home Show Garden Pros.
You bet.
I will.
That's what we're here for.
I will listen more often. You can reach Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry, when we return, we'll talk with Anthony.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Bros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery, and we're getting ready to beat the heat this summer. We need to put down soil amendments that will help retain the moisture. We need to adjust our irrigation controllers. We've got great plants that will help beat the heat. We've got agaves. We've got yuccas. We've got succulents. We've got sedums. Come in and see us. We've got some great products to help you guys beat the heat. We've got compost, soil amendments. We've got in bulk and bags, specials on annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, palm trees. Here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. Follow us at springgardennursery.com, our website, and also on Instagram and Facebook. Spring Gardens Nursery, we're located at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. It's a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, and it's a tax-free weekend for landscaping and lawn items. So let's take advantage of that. I'm so excited about, you know, being able to restock my garden shelf. Hopefully Charlie's not listening. but I'm going to save him money.
Right.
So there you go.
8.25%.
That's right. I saved you money. So Sherry, we have got Anthony who wants to talk to you about lawn and landscaping. What do you have, Anthony?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about, I have an area with about maybe six hedges together in that area. They're very old and established hedges. I think, I don't know, they may be Indian hawthorn or some kind of evergreen. Been there for years. I mean, over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's recently because I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. But I notice now that even like parts of the plant at the top where the leaves are looks dead. There's a part that's green, there's a part that's dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know what might be killing it. At first I thought maybe termites had gotten down there, you know, because sometimes ants build a bed at the bottom of those trees when it rained real well or whatever, at the bottom of those shrubs. And I did kill some ants, you know, with some ant killer at the base of the a few of those plants. I didn't know if termites, because I touched right there at the base of that plant, and it was just on part of it. It just seemed like it was just gone dead, you know, like termites had eaten it. But I didn't know if that was something that was going around that was happening to plants, or if it had something to do with the freeze we had.
Yeah.
Is it, y'all wondering, is it any possibility that that part of the plant will come back, or if I've just lost that, or what?
Okay. And it's just that one plant.
Well, no, it's a couple of other plants.
Okay. All right.
So when you said you have a hedge that's been there for at least 20 years, I think that is the problem. So plants are just like people. We all have a life expectancy, right? Mm-hmm. Oak trees live hundreds of years. Shrubs, 20, 30 years. And once we get to that 20-year point, they just don't thrive anymore. And so you will have dead wood in it. So termites can come in and eat wood, but they only eat dead wood, right? They don't eat living material.
Oh,
they eat dead stuff. So termites could be in there eating the dead wood, but they're not the problem. The problem is the plant's getting old and it can't take the stresses of our crazy weather. So a 20-year-old plant going through a 16-degree freeze, even if it's an evergreen and it's hardy, is not going to love that.
Yeah.
So then they will get some dead wood. So I don't know that there's anything that you can do to recover the plant completely. If you want to buy yourself some time, you can do things like MicroLife, Azomite, liquid seaweed. That will boost an immune response, and try to buy a little bit of time. But I think you need to start thinking exit strategy. We need to start thinking, what are we going to put in there as the next step?
Yeah, you know, a couple of them got some very strong root systems. You know, like I said, been there and have produced some very, I'd have to do some real good, real hard work pulling these
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's just what happens as our shrubs age. They've been there for a long time.
And so they intertwine with each other.
Yeah.
So it is a lot
But, you know, getting our eyes on it would be the best. What part of town do you live in, Anthony?
Southeast Houston.
Southeast. Which Home Show Garden Pro do we have over there?
Well, I mean, we've got Enchanted is more south.
Yeah.
Sienna has the supplies more, not yeah. not as much.
See landscape. If you can find a small independent garden center with people that you could go in and ask. Or that, or send us a picture yeah. to homeshowgardenpros.com. And let's see if we can at least identify the plant. Because if it's an Indian hawthorn, I wouldn't focus on it. I would just start thinking, how are we going to get rid of it? But if it's a holly, there's things that we can do to revive them. So let's get an ID first, okay?
Okay.
Right. That'll definitely help. But I think, you know, 20-year-old shrubs, we've got to think, okay,
what
they're struggling. There's not a lot we can do at that point. Yeah. Okay?
All right. Thanks
Anthony. All right, thanks
for
the call.
Have a good weekend. And that's interesting that he brings that up because we had three legustrums in our front yard. One was, you know, sort of trimmed to be a big tree.
Yeah.
And then the other two that were mirrored on either side of a window were kind of that poodle look. Well, and they've been there probably 25 years.
Yeah.
So they've made it through the two freezes, but they were looking really puny. Raggedy on the inside, just like you described how they get that dead wood on the inside. And, you know, this last one, I mean, I just thought, If we cut that out, it would really look bizarre because they're very, you know, rounded and shaped and stuff. So I kind of made the executive decision.
To remove.
To get them, to help get them removed because it was a big deal. I saw Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens helped me get that. And I saw them struggling to get these that had been in the ground for 20-something years. Well, and hubby came to the house and, you know, was like, oh, we've replaced these. And I had to kind of explain and I tried to educate him. But, you know, it had all that dead wood on the inside and that wasn't going to recover. And if we cut it out, it was going to look funny. And he just shook his head. He's like, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But hey, nothing lasts forever.
Right. And, you know, we had tried, but I mean, it didn't look good and it just wasn't going to recover in a nice way.
And it's like that one organizer. Oh, what's her name? Anyways, if it doesn't bring you joy, it's time to get rid of it.
Right. And I drive
And if every
up,
time you look at it, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's time to get rid of
it. Well, and I felt bad for it, too, because, you know, it didn't look happy.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Now we have happy plants out in the front that replace them. And you can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will talk about what your next option for planting is in your yard after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Gardening should be fun. That's what we think here at Home Show Garden Pros. And that's why I love Sienna Mulch. It is a fun place, fun people. Ashley, Courtney, and Mario have taken over Sienna Mulch from Mom and Dad, and they are doing a great job. So if you live in South Houston, near Rocheron, Sienna Mulch is a great place to go for your supplies. Even if you're not nearby, it is a great location for any mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravels, and stone. They have been in business since 2009. And like I said, they're on the south side, Sienna Mulch. Great location. I love the way it's organized. They are so helpful. You know, anything that we have been talking about on our lawns and gardens, it is a wonderful place to go for your supplies. Stone, gravel, compost, sand, soils, mulches. Sienna Mulch also carries our favorite fertilizers. So you can take advantage of them this weekend on this tax-free weekend. They also have tools, which is super handy because you're thinking about doing all of this digging and moving, and they've got your tools there to choose from. They are in Rocheron. They also will deliver to certain locations. So Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com. And this is homeshowgardenpros.com. We love Sienna Mulch. We were just out there a few weeks ago for an event they had, and just so much. They're always getting a new shipment, and they're doing a great job on social media.
Yes, it's that younger generation coming in.
It sure is. And it just reminds me that you all of our Home Show Garden Pros have wonderful social media sites.
Yes.
So people can just go to your social media, whatever it is that you use, Instagram or Facebook or whatever all of them are, and you're on all of them. So just type in, you know, Nelson Nursing Water Gardens or Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted. I would follow all of them because
I do.
Yes, you do. Because it not only they're not just advertising what you've got in that week, but it's helpful because you kind of know what direction you should be going this time of year.
Right.
But not only that, but when we've had issues or events, weather events, all of you have posted wonderful ideas on different
and
things
tips
to do.
To get
tips.
Through it.
Yes. So it's so educational.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a great way to use social media instead of some of the more negative. So,
right.
Like we said, fun and happy. And that's what, you know, we want to flood our lives with.
Yes.
And that's why we're here. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have had tons of callers. And it's funny, I want to giggle. We were talking about tomatoes. And Sherry has done a great job on her tomatoes. She was just telling me all of her lovely recipes. And I got a text from hubby. And he said, bruschetta. And I put a question mark because this was a while ago. And I was like, what are you talking about? For the tomatoes, he says. I was like, oh, yes, that's another idea.
So Charlie is going to have bruschetta ready for Sandy when she gets home for lunch today.
So I might need to give him a map to the garden.
He is in the kitchen.
He is so good at so much, but that's maybe not one of his top interests.
And that's okay.
But he loves what we do in the backyard, though. So, you know.
He can take beautiful pictures of your tomatoes.
That's true. That's true. Mr. Talented Picture Taker. So you've got, tell me the one that you were talking about, the tomato, the basil, the...
Oh, with avocado.
Avocado,
and balsamic,
that's a great
feta.
That's a great idea.
Oh, it's so good.
And I love that combination.
Yes.
So feta,
just
avocado, tomato, and basil, and a little bit of balsamic. Oh, that sounds yummy.
Yep. It is delicious. Yep.
Okay. Well, speaking of our veggie gardens, and I just need a quick hint on what am I doing wrong with my cucumbers? So one of the plants, just the leaves are okay. But now this new one that I've planted away from it, I thought, okay, maybe I just need to try a different soil. Maybe it needs a new location. It's thriving it's growing, but I'm not getting any cucumbers.
So sometimes it's varietal. No, it's not necessarily too late. We just need to see, are you having male and female flowers?
Tell me how I know this.
Remember, your female looks like she's got a baby.
Oh,
and then the flower comes out of the end of it. So go home and assess.
Okay.
Your population, right?
Oh,
and
nice.
If you have, I always say the males are early, the ladies come late to the party.
Okay.
And so if you have a bunch of male flowers open, you'll never get a cucumber.
Okay.
But once the females decide to join the party,
and
then there's the males, then you'll get some cucumber babies. Yeah.
Okay. So do I need an additional plant, or is it going to be on the same
plant?
Just
depends on the variety. So there are some varieties that only produce females, which is great, and they have both sex organs, so you'll be fine. But some varieties, the more you plant, the more cross-pollination you'll get between the males and the females. So,
okay.
So
all right.
Most that likely helps. Varietal. So this is what I like to do, is get a package of seeds, which don't make the mistake I did. I planted gherkins. Gherkins, you can't pick those fast enough and they get too big real quick. But get a seed packet of whatever desirable variety that you want, mm-hmm. and then just plant more than you normally would.
Yes. Okay.
And then you'll you'll have more males and females.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. So, and as far as the leaf system goes, you know, they need regular water, but you don't want to water their leaves if you can get away with it. Now, when we get really rainy like that, if you don't have good air circulation, you may get some powdery mildew.
No, I'm good on that.
Okay, good. If it's a real windy location and mm-hmm. the leaves dehydrate.
Oh.
So that could be it too. Okay.
All right.
But just kind of figuring out what the stress is and in
right
reversing it.
Because I love cucumbers. It's so funny because I'll share the tomatoes with my parents who love tomatoes, but they don't want to have anything to do with cucumbers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's the thing I'm not being able to grow because I like cucumbers.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So lots of ideas for your tomatoes, for use of your tomatoes and how to get those cucumbers growing. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons, and she is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and she can give you some hints on how to take advantage of this tax-free weekend on lawn and landscaping items. Mm-hmm. It's a water conservation tax-free weekend. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Rains fall, bayous fill, streets flood, then homes. Get on the high ground. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton with Due West Foundation Repair. We level homes and lift them too. Done it for decades. 4 feet, six, eight, and more. Due West's decades of experience in Unilift technology lifts your home higher, safely, reliably, and with a lifetime transferable warranty. Call now. I'll send a Due West specialist to evaluate your home for free. High ground is safer ground. We'll get you there. When you want the best, call Due West, du-west.com.
Make your lawn summer happy. Raise your mower deck. 4 inches for St. Augustine. 2.5 for Bermuda. You'll get more competitive and resilient lawn and use less water. Now back to your grass-growing gurus, the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. We have all the best heat-loving annuals and perennials for your summertime planting. Salvia, lantana, verbena, purslane, portulaca, pentas, vinca, and more. Come on out and see what will work in your yard. We've got tons of great tropical plants for your poolside, landscape, and containers. Mandevilla, hibiscus, bougainvillea, and lots of beautiful blooming shrubs. And don't forget to check out the gift shop to keep the inside of your house as pretty as the outside. Don't forget to watch out for those pesky bugs coming into the yards. Summertime is really tough on our lawns and landscape. Far as the insects go, if you have a question or problem with one of your plants or your lawn, come on in and see us and we'll help you out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugarland. And now back to Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have had a great morning and thank you for listening and thank you for calling in also and talking with Sherry this morning at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we have Maurice on the line. Good morning, Maurice.
Well, good morning. I have a couple of easy questions for you experts.
Okay.
Is it too late to use sedge ender? Is it too hot?
So you can still use it. You will get a little bit of yellowing, after you spray with the 90 to 95 degree temperatures. After we get over 95, don't use it anymore, but you can,
I plan to do it early in the morning, but it's still.
Yeah. If you're doing it in your St. Augustine, you will get some yellowing, but what'll happen is it'll grow for about a week and then you'll mow off the yellow. So you should be just fine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you're doing it in the flower beds, really there's no heat restriction as long as you don't spray it on your good plants, right? But in the grass, you will get some yellowing and a little bit of stunting.
Yeah, it's a small area in the back.
Yeah.
It's not a big issue.
Yep.
The other question is, I've been using the NitroFos products for years, and I tend to switch over to the MicroLife.
Uh-huh.
Is there I know about the fertilizers? Is there an equivalent for a weed pre-emergent for a weeds?
No.
Instead of barricade, it continues in barricade.
Yeah. If you're trying to prevent your tissuey broadleaf weeds in crabgrass, then barricade's going to be the route to go. Are you having ongoing problems with these weeds?
Oh, no. No, the barricades work just fine. I don't have any weeds in my yard.
Yeah. Once your grass is established and thick and full, then you don't even need to use the barricade. It's just when you have little opportunities for weeds to come in, that's when you want to prevent the weeds with the barricade.
Okay,
so like in my yard where my grass is nice and thick and full, there's no way a weed could come in and germinate. So I don't even use the pre-emergent. But if I had construction or something damaged the grass, then you could put the barricade in to keep the weeds from coming in.
Okay, that'll save me some money.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Yeah, and then you can, you know, put it towards plants.
and then your MicroLife is going to nurture your soil too.
Yes.
So that's going to help on top of that, which I have learned from Sherry and all of our Home Show Garden pros.
Yeah.
Is that MicroLife, do you use that for the winterizer also?
Mm-hmm. So, they have their 5-3-1 blend for the winter that you could use. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It's called MicroLife Brown Patch, and you could use that as your winter.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Maurice. Have a great day.
Yes. You know what? Using the MicroLife, people say, oh, something's expensive. No, going this route is really not. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you use less over time.
Right.
And, you know, it used to be our organic products looked so expensive compared to the synthetics. But now the synthetics, like, you know, are the prices are almost identical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've taken over my parents' lawn and sort of kicked out a synthetic company that was quote unquote taking care of it, and it looked horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I've only done compost and MicroLife right now. I haven't even done, you know, remineralizer, and the front yard is so happy.
Good.
You know, I'm like, okay, it was easy. You know, I did it all by myself, and it's just, you know, I was out there one early morning and not a big deal. So now I need to tackle the side yard. But, so I'm excited about that. I love to see the results, you know, so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And we just want to be, you know, I love a good synthetic fertilizer occasionally.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
MicroLife,
right.
And then I love our Turf Star line as well.
Okay.
They're higher quality nitrogens. So they're not going to, they're not going to hurt your soils.
Right. And I've heard sort of changing things up sometimes.
Yeah. Diversify. You don't want to eat the same thing every time.
This is true. So, you know, treat our plants and our St. Augustine.
Yep. You
nicely.
Got a bunch of little critters in there. They want to diversify their diet. Right.
Right.
And then you'll feed different things at different times.
So. Oh, I love it.
Yep. Right.
Good, good. Well, thank you for that, Miss Sherry.
You got it.
Always learning something new from our Home Show Garden pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, and we will go over and figure out, okay, what are we going to do in our yards next, right after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking about the fun of gardening this weekend with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. And it is fun just getting out there and dabbling, like I say. You know, Charlie will say, well, so what's going on this weekend, or what are you working on? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to dabble. And then, of course, there's always an idea or something that comes up. So we have had some wonderful calls with Sherry. And there were several tree calls, Sherry, and it reminded me of, we had some construction in the backyard, and I have two fairly new maples. They're probably two seasons. This is only their second season.
Okay.
But they're tall and nice. But during the construction, at one point, there was a pile of that heavy clay around one of them. Now, not stacked up, you know, but it was around it. And I remember going out there with a shovel and trying to move some of it because I was a little nervous that it was, I mean, it was just around the whole tree. And I thought, you know, what could this do? I don't know. Well, guess what? So now I've got those two trees. They were planted at the same time. They have everything the same. And one of them is nice and full and fluffy to the top. This one that had that pile around it for weeks isn't, I mean, it's green, but it's odd because there is a top section of it that almost seems like it's not getting food to it. Nutrition. It's a little bit bald, not completely.
Yeah.
And the leaves are, you know, green and they have a little bit of the red on them, you know, so it looks healthy, but it's thinner.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do just to continue to give
So that heavy, that heavy clay was piled up around it, probably compacted your soil a little bit.
Yeah.
That, and if that was on there long enough, when you water, the water probably sheeted off.
Somewhere else
and wasn't penetrating down around it.
Right.
So we just need to be a little extra sweet to those roots, maybe a little bit of leaf mold compost around the drip line, and do our favorite product, the super seaweed.
Yep. I love it. Now, the super seaweed, you know, we've had two calls where you have specifically said don't spray the leaves with plain water. That's with the Peggy Martin roses.
Just don't want to be wet.
But our super seaweed, they of course love.
Yeah, when you're doing it as a fertilizer, you know, once a week, every week or every 2 weeks, it's different than getting out there with the hose and just going right over the top of it, right?
Yeah.
So when we're watering, you know, if you're doing a sprinkler system, foliage is going to get wet, right?
You're right.
Roses don't love sprinkler systems.
That's good to remember.
Okay.
You know?
So if you have roses, redirect your spray heads.
Yeah.
If you're hand watering, focus on the soil. You just have to think where roses, where you always see them, so beautiful, like, let's think California weather.
Right.
It's a little more arid, right?
Exactly.
You go up into Victoria Gardens in British Columbia. You know, there's, it's a little drier air.
Right.
You know, they might get regular rain but or regular water, but it's drier air. So the foliage isn't staying wet. We're very humid here.
Yeah.
So we want to lessen the amount of moisture on that foliage.
Right. But yes, the super seaweed. So we love that super seaweed. And I remember that you've talked about, especially when we're in the summertime. So I should probably get out there in the morning or later evening to spray it.
Before 10 a.m., after 7 p.m.
It's just healthier for it.
Well, the cells, the stoma are open on the leaves.
That's
so
the
they're
reason.
Like little teacups, right? And you can fill them up.
Okay. All right.
And then they thank you for that.
Oh, I'm telling you, the super seaweed, if you have not used it, it's not complicated.
And
if I can do it, anyone can do it. And that is a product that stays on my shelf.
Yeah. And you don't have to do a spray application. You could do a spray application, but you could just mix it. If you don't have a sprayer, put it in a bucket.
Yeah.
Put it in a watering can. Put it in a tea pitcher.
Yeah.
And pour it on around the roots.
Right. And I know Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, when she collects her, she's got, I think she's got milk containers or something she reuses and collects water. And she says she puts a dollop in each one of those. So every time she uses the water to water whatever, it's getting some
fertilizer.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a great idea. But I have been sort of treating that nicely. Now, the leaf mold compost, that's a great idea. I think I need to put a little bit of that around the drip line just to make sure that.
And so what that'll do, that'll inoculate the microbes because there's microbes on the leaf mold compost, right?
Right.
And then when you put the seaweed down, it stimulates them and like feeds them and gets them excited and they start.
Oh, it's a party.
It's a party.
Okay. So the combination is really what I need. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Well, mulching, compost, and super seaweed this weekend.
There you go.
That is on my list. And of course, I'll probably need to be shopping for a little bit more of all of those. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are always learning something new to make our lawns and our gardens just more beautiful. And I'm here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons. And Sherry, when we return, we've got a few questions that are coming across on homeshowgardenpros.com. We'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, made in America, made to last.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Sandy from Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm here with Sherry Hira from Plants for All Seasons. She is your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning. And like I've mentioned before, we have got homeshowgardenpros.com. You can go in and there's an area where it says Ask a Pro, and you are asking Sherry from Nelson's Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, or you're asking Nelson's Enchanted, Nature's Way Resources, or Spring Garden Center. We get our answers from these experts for your questions. And there's one that I was curious about, Sherry. We have Jan, who wrote in about some zucchini squash. Mm-hmm. And they're having some trouble. He's wondering why. Where did it go now, Sherry? Okay. Not the zucchini. Yes, just the squash. So he's been trying to grow squash for several seasons. And he says that he's got bugs killing it at the roots. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he knows that. But Sherry and I were talking about it at the break. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because in his question, he says, what do I use to kill the bugs?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we're talking squash, first thing that comes to my mind is squash vine borer, mm-hmm. which that would make sense if okay. he thinks it's killing it from the roots, because it does. It's like the adult lays its eggs on the vine stem, right uh-huh. where it goes into the ground.
Right.
And then that little borer kind of bores through there and just tears up that vine.
So it stops no production.
Right. And so you'll have this beautiful plant, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it'll look like it needs water, and you water it. And it perks up a little bit, but then the next day you go out and it's the same way again.
Yeah.
So it's just breaking down that whole ability to pull water to the end of the leaves,
uh-huh.
and it just slowly kills it. Uh-huh. So that's the most likely thing that's happening to it.
So how can we prevent that?
It's hard. You can't really prevent it because the bugs are there. You have to be out and be one with your plant from early on. There's a lot of different things that people say they do, and you mm-hmm. can have some success with it, but it's not going to be 100%. Bob Randall with Urban Harvest told me years ago that you just overplant and hope the bugs don't get to every vine, and that's one way to
that
go about
is.
It. Some people like to wrap their young stems with tin foil.
Wow.
That will cut down on the amount that gets
okay.
in there. Danny Milliken, who used to do
yeah.
the show here, said, if you develop an issue with it, just throw some leaf mold compost right on the top of the stems.
Oh,
that'll
nice.
Buy you time to get your yield. That's one way to go about it. Or you can get hypodermic needles and inject your stems every week with BT, Bacillus thuringiensis.
Okay.
That's another way.
Wow.
I just go out amongst my plants, and you can see the little eggs. They're kind of a rusty color little egg. They'll be on the stems and on the underside of the leaves. Now, last year, the populations for these squash vine borers were so high
Aww.
That there was eggs on top of the leaves. There was eggs. So you go squish the eggs early.
Oh,
to
yeah.
try to prevent the borers from coming out. It's really hard to just go out with a chemical.
Yeah.
And treat it mm-hmm. because the amount of chemical that you would have to put out and the frequency that you'd have to put, you wouldn't want to eat those vegetables.
Yeah. Exactly.
So Just try to visit your plants, squish the eggs as you would see them on the plant, the little rusty little balls, tiny, on the stems and on the leaves. That's going to be your best in. Now, if you develop an issue and the borers do get in, pull the plant. Hopefully that borer is encased in the plant. Put it in a plastic bag, throw it away.
And get rid of it,
Get rid of it. Before you plant your squash, you can dig around in the soil and you can find the pupa. They are kind of the color of a cockroach.
Oh, really?
They look like a chrysalis under the soil. Remove what you can. So and it's going to be basic, like just cleaning and staying on top of it.
Right. Spring cleaning before you plant.
You got it.
And when I read this question, it reminded me of, you know, a lot of times we want to think quick fix. What do I spray on something? Yeah. What do I kill? Yeah. And then what we're learning from our Home Show Garden Pros is you're telling us, okay, work with your soil.
Yeah, work with your soil. Know the culprit. You know, a lot of people think I think you had mentioned stink bugs. Right?
Yes.
And the leaf-footed bugs will become a problem as we get hot. You'll start seeing them, and they do pierce the fruit, but they don't kill the plant.
Okay.
They'll pick like on the fruit. Eat on the fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just like you say, walk around and let's look and see.
Yeah.
And you can always
observe. Let's figure out who the culprit is and work with it.
Right. Right. So I love that, you know, because it's a science experiment all the time and we're not successful all the time. And you mentioned planting more and abundance. And I just started the second little, I call it an orchard. I mean, it's like four fruit trees. But anyway, because one of them on one side of the house, I had visitors. I guess it was a squirrel.
Yeah.
But boy, they really harvested apples and peaches. They enjoyed. So I thought, so I planted on the other side. So if I'm going to share with the squirrels, they're going to have to work for
plant
it.
Plant enough to share.
Right. Plant enough to share.
And you know, rats and squirrels, like tree rats, right?
Yeah.
They kind of get into a habit of where they're going to go.
Yes. So that's why I did it on the other side.
Yeah. On the other side. And then they can have one. You can have one.
And I just need to beat them to it because I literally saw them out there one day and I thought, oh, okay, I'll get them on Thursday, like two days later. And they were gone.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding
me? They wake up before you do.
You pigs. Yeah. Kind of greedy. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. And Sherry, let us know what do you have that's special out at Plants for All Seasons this weekend, besides everything.
Yeah, and no tax, right?
Yes. No tax is huge.
Yeah, soils, mulches, compost, you know, all the expert help. Always. I'll be over there this afternoon.
Yay.
But the color right now is just outstanding.
Yes.
Just bursting with color, whether it's hanging baskets or, you know, for your flower beds, vinca. We do have some of our vinca on sale.
Oh, neat.
It's our little Memorial Day sale. The Mega Bloom mixed flats of vinca are $10.
Oh, my.
Regular vinca is regular price.
Yeah.
But the Mega Bloom, just that one variety of mix.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, and I love the baskets, and you've got a great variety of pots, you know, if you need to repot something. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful location. And I always like to brag on Kelly and what she does with arrangements.
Yes. Kelly and Liz are amazing at the arrangements. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I did get some trellises. I don't know if that's on tax-free this weekend, but
it's not because it doesn't technically save water.
Right. But it's gonna help grow my ivies that I got from you.
There you go.
So I look out there and I think of my beautiful trellises. I see those from Plants for All Seasons. So with the ivies in front of them that I got a few weeks
ago. The fatsias.
Yes. They're beautiful. And it just changes it up because they've got that kind of variegated yellow and green on them. Yep. I just love it.
Yeah.
So always lots of anything to choose from. And like you said, expert help. And it doesn't just need to be from Sherry when you go to Plants for All Seasons or any of our Home Show Garden Pros. I mean, everybody there, which is comforting. You know, nobody's going to guide you incorrectly.
Right.
So we're all here to help, and we appreciate everybody listening to us this morning. And we had such a good time. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.